Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome back to the Something Like That podcast. My name is Cayman.
And my name is Brenna.
And we're so excited, back in action, and yeah, that's it.
We haven't talked a lot this week.
I know, so we have a lot to actually talk about. Well, I do.
Good.
Okay, so let's just catch up a little bit.
Catch me up.
Okay. So last night, Jack and I were filming like a what we're eating for dinner this week for our YouTube. Well, my YouTube. He's just in it a lot. And he started talking about this and I was like, oh, I didn't know that was like we're gonna share that with. Yeah. And I said that's not my news to share, so you need to say it. But he said that it was fine and then he was talking about it. So he signed with a new football club. And we knew that they were interested in him and like wanted to contact him, and I told Brenna that like as soon as I found out, and that was a couple weeks ago, but they hadn't contacted him, so we were kind of like, oh, like is it not gonna happen, maybe it's not meant to be. And then this week they called him, and he said that he like wanted to play for his club like on Saturday that he's with now and whatever, and they were like, no, you're playing for us on Saturday. Like, you have to be there. So he went to training last night for the last time with his club that he's at.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. And he said goodbye to all of the guys that he plays with, and which is bittersweet because we really like a lot of them. And but now he's, you know, progressing a little bit. They're in a league higher than the one that he's in now. So it's really, really exciting, faster paced football. And he plays on Saturday, literally tomorrow. So.
Oh my gosh, I'm so excited for him. That's amazing. I know.
And part of like, I mean, we've been at the part in our relationship where like for a while where every emotion that they feel like you also feel. So it's like whenever he told me that, I was just like so excited.
I like wanted to screech. That's amazing.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'm very, very happy for him. And just that's the big life update.
So. I am so excited to hear that. Whenever I think it clicked before you said it, and I was like, no way, like, I really hope that this is what she's going to say. Oh my gosh, that's so amazing.
Yeah, so big round of applause for Jack. Very proud of him.
Yeah, me too. That's amazing. Yeah. Anything else fun going on?
Yeah, yesterday, well, this is my low light, so I'll just say it. We don't need to go in any kind of order. Yesterday, Jack called me at like noon and said that he was on his way home from work and that his car was having some issues. So we had to take it into the shop. So that's the low light. Cause like, I just hate things like that. I actually
like car
just
troubles.
Hate, yes. Like car troubles and just like stupid stuff that you have to deal with. It's just a part of life. But yeah, so he had like this problem with his car. He had to take it in. But then he came home early yesterday, so that was actually very fun. And we went for a walk because we haven't been going for walks because it gets dark so early. But it was light out still whenever he got home. So we walked into our little town and just like walked around a bunch of the shops and the little stores and saw lots of stuff that we want to do whenever our friends come over. So yeah, exciting.
That is so fun. I love that it could turn into a positive for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool. Well,
do you have any life updates?
No life updates because I just finished my last week of school, which is fun.
Yeah.
I just have had like appointments. So like I have a hair appointment today, dentist, and I've been trying to get myself sorted so I can fly to England drinking my propolis to stay healthy during these freaky times and just doing my thing, reading. Working.
Yeah. I hope that everyone listening is staying healthy and your families are staying healthy and your loved ones. Yeah, it's hard. So just know that you are in our thoughts always. And yeah, we hope.
But if you don't wear your mask, you're not in my thoughts. I'm just going to say it. I'm going to say it. I'm serious. I like work in a restaurant. So like I'm around people all the time. And if someone's not wearing their mask, I'm like, do we not have like a mask sign outside? Like there's a mandate in Illinois forever and people just like, woo, they have that thing like swinging around. It's so crazy. I'm like, okay, y'all, like it's my health too, but it's fine.
Anyway. And they have this really scary ad on British television where it's like they have a lot of COVID ads, and there's one where it's like there's people having like a little house party and it's like a family gathering, and it just has like these like black particles like as they're like speaking and breathing that are like coming out of their mouths, and it's like COVID-19 is everywhere, and it's like in winter how you can't like open the doors or you don't have like windows open or anything, so everything's like trapped inside, and that's been so freaky. So I'm like trying to, I mean, it's just Jack and I, we really only see each other, but trying to air out the house as much as we can. Yeah. Because that really scares me.
That is funny. Yeah, we used to have stuff like that in Illinois, in the States, like with cigarettes and everything.
Oh yeah.
But I feel like people are really scared of that kind of stuff, so they stopped doing that. But maybe
when will they be scared of COVID?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. Anyway.
Okay. Enough about that.
Yes. What are you grateful for this week?
Okay. I've been wrapping my little presents as one does the week before Christmas. And I'm just really grateful that I can purchase cute little gifts for Jack. And I love gift giving like so much more than receiving gifts. I just, I love whenever I can buy someone something and then seeing them open it. It's just, there's no feeling like it. So yeah, I'm just really grateful that I've been able to get Jack some nice gifts and our other family and friends. So yeah, that's my gratitude.
That's amazing. And I wanted to say, I was talking to somebody, I forget who, and I was like, honestly, like, I just want to be rich so I can buy everybody presents. And then he was like, Brenna, that's what everybody wants. And I was like, oh my God, are you serious? Like, I didn't know we were on the same page here, but I do love to gift give.
Mm-hmm. What is your gratitude?
I've been doing this a lot.
Oh yeah.
I don't know.
It's because of the TikTok.
Are you new here?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't stop. Okay. I am grateful, one, that I'm done with school, and two, that I can spend time with my nephew. I tried to send Cayman a video yesterday to like capture his personality, but he was just being like a little crazy boy. But I love him, and he's getting so chunky, and I love him. And I've been like kind of down, not like really, but just like a little bit. And seeing him just really is so amazing. It gets me so excited, and just like being able to like love him and feed him. It's just like, maybe I should be a single mom. I don't know. Mom and daddy didn't hear that, but maybe. And I just love the baby. So that's my gratitude.
Aw, very sweet.
Very sweet.
Do you want to do your what can make you feel better, since I already did mine? Cool.
Okay, I don't feel scared saying this because by the time this episode's up, they'll be back. But my parents are gone and I'm home alone. And let me say something. I just got ripped on the other day because this man, twice my age, was like, I don't want to hear anything coming from that girl who still lives with her parents. I was like, I live with my parents because I love them, and I could live on my own right now, but like, I just love my parents so much, so sue me. But anyway, my parents are gone because my brother's graduating college. He's an engineer, and I'm so excited for him, but they are out of town, and since I work all the time, my puppies are also gone. So it's really lonely over here, and I really miss them, and they've only been gone for like 18 hours, but you know, I like connection. So once they get back, I'll be feeling great.
Aw, that is very sweet of you.
Thanks, bud. Okay.
It's only been 18 hours for you. It's been like months for me, and I haven't seen your parents. I'm not talking about my parents. I'm talking about your
parents. Thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. That's a wrap, apparently.
No, I'm not saying that. I'm saying, you know what I mean. I'm talking about your parents. Like, it's been 18 days for you. Or wait, 18 hours. But it's been so long since I've seen your parents. I'm not talking about my parents.
I see.
Oh my God. I wasn't like throwing shade at you.
It's okay. Humbling experience.
My current favorite is, I know I've talked about my hair quite a lot recently, but it is on the up and up, let me say.
Good.
So, yeah. And my current favorite is the Olaplex number 3. And I said, like, the last time that I talked about my hair, that I was going to try washing it more. And I have been. And I think that the perfect solution to washing it more and to combat the dryness of that is to use Olaplex number 3 once a week, which you're already supposed to do. I just wasn't. So I just, it's like a leave-in kind of mask.
Yes. And
yeah, I think it's like you're supposed to leave it in for 10 to 15 minutes, but I literally just wash my hair, like shampoo it twice when I get in the shower, and then we'll rinse through it and then put like a thick layer of that on my hair and then just like put it in a clip while I like shave my legs, exfoliate, basically wait like 10 minutes, maybe it's a little bit less than that. And then just rinse it out and use conditioner. And yeah, I really like it. I feel like it's been helping my hair, especially since I've been drying it or washing it a lot more. So yeah.
And Jack got her little chop. I don't know if we mentioned,
but yeah. Jack cut my hair.
Yeah. And it looked really cute, I'm not going to lie, but I'm really happy for you that it's something's yeah. happening over there.
Yeah.
By the way, she did put her hair up in a clip and now it's down. So I think she just wanted to touch her hair and talk about how much she loves it.
Well, because I said right before we started recording, I'm going to put my hair up or I know I'm going to be touching it so much. And then I just was touching it while it was in the clip and messing with the clip. So I just took it down and now I'm touching it. Fun.
I touch my hair a lot. And I think I touch my face a lot. Like, since we record on Zoom, I can, like, see myself. And I think I, like, put my hands on my face a lot. So
I have a mirror. I'm at my desk, and I have that mirror right behind. So I'm always just looking. Oh, my God. Is that so vain?
No. I like to look at myself in the mirror. It's fine.
Okay.
My current favorite. Oh, my God. I cannot get over this soup that we have at work. I tell everybody, I'm like, you need to get your hands on some of this dang soup because it's so good. And I've never heard of this soup before. Came and tell me if you have, but it's called like chicken tortilla soup.
Yeah.
So effing good.
They have it somewhere, like Panera. Oh, no, I think they have it at Nuke's, which is like a Panera type restaurant in like the South in Mississippi. So, yeah.
It's so good, and I'm having it every single shift, and I just put pepper flakes in there and oyster crackers, and talk about mood booster. Everybody needs to make this soup. It's so effing good. I'm probably going to make it soon, and I'll just shake it for the soup. And also, my next current fave is green tea and honey. Mm-hmm. I've been loading up on this honey and putting it in my tea, and it's just amazing. I'm new to honey, though, so like only the past couple of months, but I really like it. So I'm very impressed.
Well, we have lots of green tea here because Jack's mom loves green tea. So we have to have it for whenever she comes over. And I have other teas that I drink, so I don't really drink it as much. So you can drink up all this green tea that we have when you're here.
Cool. But I like to experiment with other teas.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I have other teas too. Okay. And then also we should make the chicken tortilla soup when you're here.
Yeah, we should. It's so good. Yeah. My friend Riley is like, I don't like corn in soup, but I feel like corn is in everything.
I put corn in. Yeah, Jack loves corn, and so do I. We made fajitas last night. We put it in fajitas.
That
so
good.
And
delicious.
I made the white chicken chili too, and I put it in.
Yes. Yeah, that's what I was thinking, because we have white chicken chili and we put corn in our chili too. So,
yeah.
How about that?
How about that? Corn girls.
Corn girls are gorgeous girls.
Gorgeous girls love corn.
Okay. What are we talking about this up?
Yeah, we haven't even said that.
I know. I just realized that.
We are talking about our personalities. Honestly, we just wanted to talk about ourselves. So
I'm curious to see, like, this was a very insightful researching experience for me. And I was like, oh my God, this is like actually starting to make a lot of sense. So I'm really curious to hear about your stuff.
Yeah. So we are talking about our personality types. So everything from star signs, the Myers-Briggs personality test, love languages. I was thinking we could have done Enneagrams too, but that's okay.
Oh my God. Yeah.
No, I didn't even think of that one.
Yeah.
So whether you're spiritual, whatever, like, I feel like the only one that really would relate to like spirituality is star signs, astrology, because the other ones, it's like you literally take a test and like that is who you are. So don't tell me that they're not true, you know?
Yeah. Did you do your like sun and moon and your rising sign?
No. Did you?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. No, what? I didn't. Okay. Well, we're both, yeah, because we're both Sagittariuses. So I guess I should have, but you can touch on that. Okay. So yeah, spoiler alert. Sag. We are both Sagittariuses, and happy early birthday to Brenna because her birthday's in 2 days.
Woo!
Yeah, it'll actually be, this will come out the day after your birthday.
I'm really excited because everybody's like, Brenna, your birthday's coming up, because I've been talking about it for so long. I've been like, guys, my birthday's around the corner, and in reality, it's like 58 days away, but it's so fun. So I love that.
The big anyway. 21. Okay.
Yes.
So Sagittarius, just as an overview, we'll kind of talk about the characteristics, traits, and like if we see that in ourselves and if we agree with it or not. So the number one that I found in my research, and I feel like I already knew, was independence. And I would say I'm independent. I've always been independent. And I think it's funny that even my parents knew when I was like a very young child that I was independent. So
good.
Yeah, that's my take on independence. I think you're also an independent person, but
yes, I think I'm independent, but I don't know if it was as natural for me as it was for you. My parents really wanted me to be independent, so I was the one always asking for a ranch at like 10 years old, which is fine. It's 10, but still, I didn't want to do it because I'm so shy, but very independent now. I love hanging out with myself. Cool.
Well, next one is they don't take life too seriously. I think in the grand scheme of things, I don't, but I take little things. I can take little things to heart, you know, like I can take little things pretty seriously. So I didn't know. That was kind of my read on that one, was in the grand scheme of things. Yeah. I don't take life too seriously, but little things, watch out.
Yes.
What do you have?
I have like optimistic and fun kind of, and I feel like that has to deal with what you just said. But I also found something in my research that I thought was very funny. And it said that like everything that Sagittariuses do is just like kind of big. So like the way that they carry themselves, the way that they talk, the way that they think. And I thought that was funny because some people might be like, oh, they're really extra, but I am just excited, you know? Yeah. So I think that relates to me. What about you?
Yeah, I have that they have big goals and aspirations too, which relates to what you were saying. Everything is kind of big. Yeah.
Yeah.
I would agree with that. And then also independence and the ability to do what they want when they want above all else. Mm-hmm. So I would say that that is true to me also. And then I also have that they have the tendency to get bored easily though. So they're always looking for like the next big thing, you know?
Yeah. Me too. I have that as well. And I relate to that. I feel like I think something else that I saw was that we love change. And that's something I really relate to. I'm always like switching things up. If that's like my routine or growing, doing a different thing. So I think that relates to me.
Yeah. And then kind of going from that into the weaknesses with like the liking change was that we lack consistency sometimes because we like so much change.
Yeah.
And that this can be perceived as flaky though to other people because we like to like switch things up and change so much.
Yeah.
I feel like I can see that. I'm sorry if I'm that person. Like
sometimes I would describe myself as flaky because like I'll be really excited about these plans with my friends, but then I get home and I'm like with myself. And I'm like, actually, like, I think this is a lot more fun to be at home right now.
Yes.
Yeah, I have that we are super blunt.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Yeah, that's what I have. Blunt, honest, tells you what you need to hear, not what you want to hear.
For sure.
That's always been me too. And I think now I'm more of, I will tell you what you need to hear instead of saying things to hurt your feelings, because in the past that kind of burned me, because I can just remember when I was younger, like saying things and not realizing that they were hurting people's feelings. Like just when I was younger, you know, just like mm-hmm. little things, and just always being very blunt, telling how it is. But now I feel like since I experienced that and hurting people's feelings, that I've kind of learned that now I just tell them what they need to hear and not hurting their feelings. I've mm-hmm. learned from that. So.
Love it.
What do you have for your like rising and stuff?
Okay. So my sun, my astrological sign is Sagittarius. My sun's in Sagittarius, and sun is like the strongest personality traits. Mm-hmm. And in my moon, I have Libra, which is like the emotional side of you and the intuitive side of you. So for me, like whenever I was doing the research, I found that Libras have like a really big desire for balance and like peace and harmony and stuff. And I think that they're, I honestly might be wrong, but I think they're a little like sign, like how Sag is the archer. I just ran out of breath. Libra is like a balance, like one of these things.
Yeah.
So they try to do everything they can to like realign and gain balance. It says that we like to negotiate because we like to find common ground in things, and really disturbed or like disrupted when things I personally see are unfair. Sometimes I'll speak out about something if it's like not right, because I don't know, I think that's the right thing to do. And I related to that. And maybe sometimes something with Libra is that they get involved in situations that they don't necessarily need to be involved in because they have that like strong desire to find balance, which I agree. Sometimes I can be a narc, but I'm like, I just want everything to like be at peace, you know? Like yeah. If something is sus at work, I'm telling my boss, I'm not going to lie.
The tattletale.
Like informant. Yeah. And so people are like, okay, I'm not going to be friends with Brenna. But obviously I wouldn't like do anything stupid, but if it's like disrupting, like, okay, this is like random, but in my marketing class I was learning a lot about like just branding and like things that align with your brand and stuff, and I'm like, if my coworker's cussing and like multiple tables are hearing them throughout like all of their shifts, I'm gonna tell on you, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, I told my boss, I'm like, I don't really know if this aligns with your brand, but blah 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 blah. I'm sorry, I have to. Anyway,
that is so funny. But yeah, I can see you doing that, you know, like that definitely relates to you. Not in like a bad way at all, but that just is like who you are.
Yeah, I can't help it. Okay. It's my emotional side of me. But lastly on this, because I know I just want to go quick because I know you don't have this. I have my rising sign, which is like how people view you. And I am a Leo. So like what they said is that they're bright, shiny, everything they do is big. Again, the way you carry yourself with confidence. I think I fake it till I make it. So I think that makes sense that people would see me as confident, but really it's like kind of a little bit of a facade because I'm really shy. And I'm naturally, Leos are supposed to be like naturally encouraging to others, which I thought was really interesting. And I wonder if you have this in your chart at all, because like, I feel like me and you are very like, if someone says something bad about themselves, we're like, don't say that. Or like, I feel like we encourage people to like go after what they want and things like that. So I thought that was interesting. Natural born leader, blah, blah, blah.
Mm-hmm. And then we're like, Sagittarius is a fire sign. So we're both in fire signs determined, and we both love to win also. So ooh, I can see that.
I love to win. Yeah. I'm very competitive. I am.
Yeah. Yeah. And then the last thing that I'm just looking at my list, and this was the last thing that I had written down, was emotional intelligence, which helps us connect with others, which is something also from a very young age. Not, I don't know if there's a difference really between emotional intelligence and maturity when you're in like your teens, because I think mm-hmm. that your emotional intelligence will come across as you being more mature, which I've always been someone who's just been really mature for my age. So that's how I kind of related to the emotional intelligence of a Sagittarius there. So
Yeah, and something that I found like throughout my chart was that we're pretty like fair-minded and we have like a pretty like neutral approach to things, and like we can be respected for like how we approach and kind of like make decisions, because I think we take like a lot of like bits of information kind of from all over, so we can make the most level-headed and conscious decision, which I thought was similar to me and also you. What do you think?
Yeah, I would say I'm fairly level-headed. I like to, but I'm like strong in my opinions though, you know.
Are you going off of like, are you making decisions based on like logic, or do you make decisions more based on your emotions?
Well, I feel like that gets into ENF or my personality type, you know?
Yeah.
Because my, so we'll get into personality types, but my, because there's a thinking versus feeling, and I'm a feeling. So mine's an F in my personality type.
I'm not an F. I'm a thinking.
Yeah. Wait, what's your, so mine's ENFP, extroverted, intuitive, feeling, perceiving.
Mine is extroverted. What's N?
Intuitive.
But I have, okay, so extroverted N, not I? Yes.
No, it's N.
Okay, well, I have an ENTJ.
Yeah, so you're extroverted, intuitive, thinking, and then judging.
Yeah, that's me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, wait, say yours again.
ENFP, extroverted, intuitive, feeling, perceiving.
Ooh, cool.
So our first two are the same, then our last two are the opposite, which
that's
is good.
Really fun. Yeah, that's fun. Yeah.
So overall for ENFPs, I think I'm right in saying this. I didn't write it down now, but I've done the Myers-Briggs a few times, because just with a lot of my courses in college, like you had to take them. So I think I remember seeing on a previous one that like Obama was a ENFP. I'm trying to think of celebrities that are ENFPs. Jennifer Lawrence. Those are the only two that I can think of now, but that's just a fun piece of knowledge if you're an ENFP. And the first thing is that I'm warm and enthusiastic. I would say yes. I mean, I can't argue with these. It's hard to make arguments with these because I took the test myself, you know? It's not something with astrology where it's like, you're born on this day and this is what your personality is going to be. It's like, I took this test and answered these questions, so I can't make an argument, really. And there weren't really any ones that I strongly disagreed with, which makes sense. But yeah, warm and enthusiastic, strong people skills, needs approval from others, which is a weakness, but I wouldn't say that's wrong, you know? Yeah. I'll admit in saying that I like having approval from other people.
I think that's natural. Everybody wants to like be accepted by other people. So
yeah.
That's fine.
Okay, what are a couple of yours?
Okay, well, I wanted to say that instead of looking up characteristics, I accidentally put characters and a couple characters who are ENTJ are Voldemort and Blair Waldorf and like Miranda Priestly from The Devil Wears Prada. So I'm like, Christ. I'm like, okay, this is perfect. But apparently only like 2% of the population has ENTJ. But we're like planners, we're really future focused, highly rational, good communicator, assertive, outspoken, organized, but impatient, stubborn, insensitive, and interesting. And I'm curious to hear, mom and dad, or anybody, do you think I'm stubborn? Because stubborn has come up in a couple of my areas, like in my rising and stuff like that.
I think you are.
Really?
Yeah.
Can you give an example?
No.
Okay.
No, but I can see. Yeah, I think you're a little stubborn.
That's funny. Oh, I'm so curious. If anybody has any.
Yeah, now if something, happens, I'll be like, you're being stubborn, you know?
LOL. Yeah. Okay.
I had expressive communicator on mine, which makes sense that I'm expressive, but I'm not a great communicator. So if it said that I was a good communicator, I would have disagreed on that. But expressive is completely different. So I would say I'm expressive, yeah, but I'm not a great communicator. And then there was one on disorganized. And I would say overall, I'm not the most organized person, but when I want to be, I am. So it's like from one extreme to the other. And I feel like that was kind of relating back to the Sagittarius in me, because I like change and I like hate consistency. So it's like one day I'm going to be super organized and mm-hmm. next I'm not. And that's not even something in my mind that I'm controlling. That's just naturally who I am, which I thought was interesting. So
I wonder, like, I don't like when my house is dirty, but if my room is dirty, I'm not so bothered by it. And I wonder what that has to do with anything. Or I don't know. I think about that a lot.
Your house is like a shared space though, and your room isn't, you know?
Yeah, so does that mean I'm comfortable in my own filth? Like, what? I don't know.
I mean, everyone's a little bit comfortable in their
I own. Just like, it's fine if there's clothes on the ground, okay? That's all I have to say. But I like to clean it up. Anyway.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Something that I read with ENTJs that I thought was really interesting was that we're like really committed to relationships and like doing everything we can to like improve relationships. And I think that has a lot to do with like how I feel about like growth and always wanting to like be the best version of myself. And I want the best for other people. So I thought that that was very interesting and true to me as well.
Yeah, I had that in ENFP's fears are being alone and then feeling disconnected from humanity. Which I think it's like not necessarily being alone, because I've said before on the podcast that I'm introverted, and then taking this test, no matter how many times I take it, I always get extroverted. So that's interesting to me, like what I think of myself and then how my actual answers are and what my type is. But yeah, being alone, I'm like not afraid to be alone. And I like my alone time throughout the days and stuff, but I think that's more of like in the end and like in the grand scheme of like life being alone. That's, I mean, everyone's kind of has a fear of that though. You know, I mean, I guess some people are just more comfortable like living alone and being alone for their life, and that's okay with them. But that is one of my fears, I would say that was true. And then the feeling disconnected from humanity, that's kind of my, goes along with my fear of being alone, as I don't want to be disconnected. I need people and interactions, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Interesting. I noticed, I feel like every time I take Myers-Briggs, but I've taken them like in different periods of my life, I do always get extrovert. Sometimes like the letters will vary, but I don't really consider myself extroverted, honestly. I
know. That's, yeah, that's the same with me. So I don't know like what questions I'm answering in a way that would say that I'm extroverted, but I mean, I like being around people. And before, I would say before COVID, before I like quarantined and spent my time alone, I would say I always got extroverted. And I was like, yeah, I am an extrovert. I love being around people. But then I think the more that I spent time alone, and I've talked about this before also, but being alone is something that I was more comfortable with after quarantine. So then I thought that I was an introvert, but I don't know.
Interesting. Yeah, I also am curious about that. I just looked up fears of my personality trait, ENTJ, and I think these are funny. So mediocrity, stupidity, being controlled, not meeting potential, Alzheimer's. Everybody's scared of Alzheimer's, okay? Christ. Compromise. Oh, my God. Compromise and being stagnant / not improving, incompetence. Yeah. Wow, that's kind of intense. I guess they don't like people who are dumb.
No, I think it's saying that you don't want to be dumb.
Oh, right? Okay. Yeah, I like to. Oh, that's like calling me stupid is like the fastest way to hurt my feelings. I'm not gonna lie. Anyway.
Well, there you go.
Set myself out. So, if anyone wants to hurt my feelings, call me dumb.
If you haven't taken Myers-Briggs, I think it's a good eye-opening test, because there are like different suggestions on how to handle like coworkers that are a certain personality type and to present yourself in a workplace. I know that a lot of like workplaces will have their employees as part of like HR take this test. And then also in like relationships and stuff, if you know what your partner is, then that can help you. So yeah, definitely take it. I think it's fun. Like it's 20 minutes maybe of your times, and like we sit on our phone for how long a day. So just take it. Like you might as well know.
That is so amazing. What if, imagine, I don't know, is that invasive if you like put everyone's like personality types on the whiteboard or something in a workplace? I think that would be very helpful, but maybe that's like a very like niche type of work environment.
Yeah. And I think it helps. Well, it's going to help you just as much if you know what you are. So you know how to interact with other people and can even like ask from them like what you need, and you know what I mean?
Yeah, I do.
Okay.
Cool.
Next one, love languages. What's yours?
In order, quality time, acts of service, physical touch, words of affirmation, gift giving.
I just have my top three because I don't even remember what the other two, what the order was, but quality time, words of affirmation, acts of service.
I love acts of service.
Yeah, I do too. So yours is your top one's quality time, because mine is too.
Yeah. Okay. Do you have a little bit of information on that, or?
Yeah, it's just centered around togetherness, and it's about expressing love and affection with undivided attention.
That's so sweet.
I said this previously too, that I think it's so funny that I was in a long distance relationship and mine was quality time, but I also said that it wasn't really about the amount of time that you're spending together, but just the quality of that time, and that you are giving that person, or me in a relationship, I'm receiving their undivided attention.
So are these the things that you value most? Like the things that you need from a relationship?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Love. I think I like acts of service because my dad is so sweet, and I see this in my parents a lot. My dad will like always do things for my mom and like rub her feet or like bring her a napkin or something. Or like, I just love when people do like small things that like aren't like big necessarily, but they just mean like so much to me. And I think I get that from like watching my parents and my dad. So that's what I have to say about acts of service. I only did like my things. I didn't do like any information on them. So if you have information, go ahead.
Well, I was just going to say for acts of service, no, I only did quality time too. And then I was just going to touch on my other two, but I didn't like look them up.
Yeah.
But I was going to say for acts of service, I think that one is in my top three because in previous relationships, I didn't have that. Like just the people that I was with weren't, I don't know. It's just like, they didn't do like the small things, and maybe it's not even that. Maybe it's just that Jack, since I'm with him now, he does so many acts of service like all the time. Like that's just something that he is big on, and he does so much for me. And I think that seeing that now, taking the test, like the love language test, was like, oh, I actually love when he does this, because I like him. I obviously love him as a person, and then him doing acts of service is like now what I need in a relationship, you know? Oh,
that is so sweet. Yeah, it's really, really, really nice. I don't know, it's just so thoughtful.
Yeah, it is.
And kind.
And then my other one was words of affirmation. What was yours?
Physical touch.
Mm.
I think I've mentioned this before, but just like being with like my person and just like loving on them, like putting my head on their shoulder or like holding their hand or something like that. I just like that.
Yeah. Interesting. So mine was words of affirmation, and yeah, I just like to hear that they like me.
Good.
As simple as that is, you know, like I do need some kind of confirmation, I guess.
Yeah. Cause when, I don't know, especially like as you get into like your day-to-day life and things become more like routine and like, I don't know, robotic might be the wrong word. Like it's good to know that they're still thinking of you and stuff like that.
Yeah. And I made Jack take this test too, and his is also quality time, which is interesting. And I think works out great for the both of us. But mm-hmm. I would say if you're in a relationship, even if you're not, you just want to know for yourself, for your next relationship, or if you are in a relationship, then you should both take it, because I think it helps. And I was watching him take the test and I was like trying not to, but I kept like looking over at his answers. And one was like, cause it's like, would you rather your partner do this or that?
Yeah.
And it was like, would you rather your partner get you like a small gift when you're feeling sad, or like tell you how much you mean to them or something. And he put like, tell you how much you mean to them. And then after he took the test, I like told him, I was like, you mean so much. Cause you know, and it's not like I was just like bullshitting that, you know, it was like he needs that in a relationship, and that's totally fine. And that's
that is so cute,
you know. So yeah, I feel like if you're not going to sit there and watch them take the test, probably don't do that. But even if you know that it's quality time, because his is also quality time, then that can help you grow in your relationship, and that will just benefit you if you know. So
yeah. Oh, your hair is back in a clip. I didn't even notice that.
I know, I've changed it like 3 times.
That is so sweet. I can't wait like to just hang out and all be buddies together. It's gonna be so fun.
I know, and yours is quality time and mine is quality time, and I think that that's not even for like romantic relationships, you know, because we're friends and we just like to hang out. And it is about the intentionality of the time too, so like just being intentional with it and putting your phones down and doing something that where you're both in the present.
Mm-hmm. I think we're big on that.
Mm-hmm. For sure. Do you have anything else?
I don't have anything else.
Okay.
Well, that was so fun.
I know.
I always say that.
I know. We hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. And don't forget to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts. And stay tuned for Brenna's solo episode. Very, very exciting. And this will be coming out the day after her birthday. So go and wish her a happy 21st.
21. Take a shot.
Oh.
Yes. Okay.
If you're of age.
Yes. Thanks so much again. And we love you guys. And take your Myers-Briggs personality test and tell us what you got so we can see if we're compatible as friends.
Oh, yeah.
And wear your mask.
And wear your mask and stay healthy. Please, please care for each
other. Wash your hands.
And just remember also, I don't even want to say it, but if there is another sort of lockdown situation, just reach out to each other, because we know that it's hard and difficult for everyone. So just be kind and be there for one another. Stay happy, healthy, and we will see you next week
or something like that.